Good evening and welcome to the Night Owl. This is the other side of the Bird Brain podcast, where the things that go bump in the night have a little bit more room to roam. Content may contain adult language and scenarios that may not be suitable for all audience members, so listener's discretion is always advised. Now that we got that out of the way, there may be things in life that may bug you a little bit, even people. And you know what? Sometimes when we talk about toxicity, some people may take it literal. Lock your doors, check your windows, and get comfortable, because you might not be sleeping tonight. I give you WebNR. Town legends were typically used to keep kids in check. Growing up in my neighborhood, you had a little bit of everything. If you stayed out too late, the Sandman would get you, or Malice Mary. Anything to make sure that the parents didn't have to call us to make sure their children stayed out of trouble. If it was believable enough, it worked. But someone had to know someone who knew the victim for it to even make sense. Sometimes it'd be a friend who didn't show up to class, or even a grown-up who went missing, to really make it a reality that adults weren't safe either. But with age came technology, and it became more challenging for these old tales to hold up. There'd be a lot of people either trying to bring the story to life or just squash it altogether. But some weren't that easy to just get rid of. They called him Mr. Widow. There have been stories that some man would sneak into people's houses through their walls. He'd wait until they were sleeping, inject them with some kind of spider venom that induced paralysis, and by the time the cops showed up to the scene, it was too late. Waiting for them were just mummified bodies with virtually invisible marks on their body representing fangs. That was the story for years, and there were bodies to prove it. There were attempts at copycats, and people even had speculations of who it could be, but no one was ever caught. We believed it had to be someone who knew human anatomy very well. But also construction. So a doctor and a contractor. But to throw off his scent, sometimes he'd leave the bodies half-wrapped or just messy. The casings these people were left in resembled that of a spiderweb, but with some kind of wrap. Eyewitness testimonies weren't the most reliable either, because they usually came from someone above the age of 80, claiming they saw someone late at night, but too dark to tell. And sometimes it was just someone coming home from a late, long day at work, being falsely accused. Other apparent witnesses would create these elaborate stories just to get attention, so we didn't have much success, and we kind of stopped taking people seriously. But she made it out. She survived. She came in late one night into the department, and she told us her story. It'd been a webinar she attended. It was actually called WebNR. And it was about, you guessed it, spider enthusiasts learning to care for their pets. She had a couple of her own. She goes, I remember signing on and there were a bunch of squares. I'd say about 40 of us. Everyone had their screen on at first and then immediately turned them off for anonymity, I guess, or not wanting to be seen by anyone they knew who'd be eager to call them weird if they knew they had spiders as pets. But I remember, for some reason, one username kept drawing my attention. Mr. Widow. He kept his screen off the entire time. I thought he kept his screen off the entire time. But I noticed a silhouette move out of frame during the seminar. Not sure if anyone else caught it, but I did. And towards the end, everyone turned their screens back on for the Q&A portion. And after the onslaught of the same damn question, we all slowly departed, but I didn't see the name anymore. I guess I didn't need to. A couple of weeks later, I got home late. I didn't recall leaving my house unlocked, but I was so burned out, I didn't give a shit. It was a quiet neighborhood. I showered and I thought it felt like someone was watching me from the moment I walked in my home, but I couldn't tell. As I was getting ready for bed, I walked past my living room, and that's when I noticed him. I noticed someone crouching down by my lamp in the living room. They tried to blend in with the plant and actually stayed on the wall like a spider would. Spread out, but watching me. I froze, but I did my best to pretend that I didn't see him. I think who was ever on the web in R was trying to see each and every one of our homes and where we lived. It wasn't a global seminar, so it wouldn't be difficult to figure out where we were or even our neighborhoods. I slowly grabbed my things and climbed out of my window. And well, here I am. I can't tell you much, but I think on the call I remember seeing two glassy black eyes pop into frame and quickly disappear. Well, that was the most accurate testimony we got. So we escorted her back home, and of course, by the time we got there, he was gone. We were grateful for her story and that she survived to tell it. Well, survived long enough. About a week later, her neighbor called because of a dog barking. And when we got there, we found her wrapped with a note saying, Web in R, aka I'm in a web. So there you have it. Tune in next week for another story to keep you up at night. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Sleep tight.